Hey trail riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. Hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about a clear perspective. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Numbers 8:1-10:10, Psalm 34:1-7, Proverbs 8:6-7, Mark 12:28-44. Again, we're going to be talking about a clear perspective. Our focal passage is going to come from Psalm 34:3, which says, "Proclaim Yahweh's greatness with me. Let us exalt his name together." Honoring God's name does not mean having some kind of fetish about pronouncing the word God and hushed or reverential tones. It's rather honoring all of God is. God's qualities, his characters, his attributes, all the things that embody his name. When the psalmist said, "The nations will fear the name of Yahweh," in Psalm 102:15, did this mean they feared the letters of the word Yahweh? No, it meant they feared the Lord himself. At risk of oversimplifying the opening clauses of the Lord's Prayer, what Jesus is teaching us is to come before the Lord with this attitude: our Father, who cares for us with true tenderness and who has in heaven the supplies to meet our need today. May your attributes, may your nature, may your character, may your reputation, may your person, may your whole being itself be honored. Before we start asking for what we want from God, we need to have the right perspective of God. I've been reading some words by Gregory Nyssa, who prayed this: "May I become, through thy help, blameless, just, and holy. May I abstain from every evil, speak the truth, and do justly. May I walk in the straight paths and sing with temperance adorned with incorruption. Beautiful through wisdom and prudence. May I meditate upon the things that are above and despise what is earthly. For a man can hallow God's name in no other way than by reflecting his character and bearing witness to the fact that divine power has caused his goodness." So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we see that if we become effective in prayer, we must get all our values straight. Thank you for giving us a clear pattern to follow and for reminding us that when we honor your name, you will honor ours. Thank you, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Psalm 33:8, Psalm 34:9, Psalm 86:11, and Psalm 111:1-10, and keep these two questions in mind. What is the beginning of wisdom? And 2, what does it mean to fear the Lord? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride.